This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I do want to bring the guys from Auntie Donna here. They are an Australian comedy troupe. Can you still use the term troop? With regard to let's just get these. I'm so sorry, guys, that we have been running. Like, come on in, step right up to the mic. Who's going to, are we all talking? Is one the designated speaker? How are we doing this?
Wait, with the lawyer still here?
No, the lawyer's not here.
Oh,
you
can't.
Can you swear on the radio in Australia?
Some radios.
On some radios you can?
And radios that aren't plugged in, you can swear on the radio.
You can swear on those.
You can just swear at them.
How would you describe the sense of humor in Australia? Is it any different than the sense of humor here in America?
Do you know what? You are the best audiences in the world, and I'm saying that sincerely.
Really?
In Australia, to get a standing ovation, you've literally got to do...
the greatest show they've ever seen in their life.
You've got to do Les Miserables starring...
Hugh Jackman.
Or Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here, when we come here, everyone just wants to stand up and cheer and have a great time. It's incredible.
I mean, I don't know that I look at Australia and say, well, that's a... Sometimes you can look at a country and say, that's a country with a sense of humor.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, Australia, you know, you held Johnny Depp and his girlfriend and his dog for months against their will.
That was one person.
That's a funny thing.
It is funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
We made Johnny Depp make a video apology for taking his dog to Australia. It's the funniest thing you can do to someone.
Your politician. Well, all right.
So that's funny.
No, don't bring that up.
But then, as well as that, the other thing, the politician who made him do that has recently been caught for having a mistress and having a baby with his mistress.
Really?
Yeah. And now he has had to. He was the vice president of Australia. What do we got?
Prime minister. We have a prime minister.
And, is that bad? Oh, it is bad.
And he had to step down.
Yeah.
So that's the funniest thing that could ever happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how often do you guys get to come to America?
Well, we're coming about every maybe two or three times a year at the moment, which is really, really great.
Now, were the Wiggles from Australia?
Yes, they were.
The Wiggles were originally from
Australia.
Do you know the Wiggles?
I know of them. I know the Hot Potato. I know the Big Red Car.
The Red Wiggle is our current Prime Minister, he runs the country.
It was the Blue Wiggle that did the whole Johnny Depp thing.
That was the Blue Wiggle.
You're not the only ones that get TV stars in bloody politics, let me tell you that much.
Aren't the Wiggles filthy rich?
Oh my God.
Are they the richest people in Australia?
They would be up there. I think it would go...
Olivia Newton-John,
Russell Crowe, Olivia Newton-John again. As Sandy Dombrowski.
Oh, yes. The inventor of Vegemite.
Which is an American... Do you know, Vegemite's for a long time was American-owned. The condiment that no one in America can put in their mouth and enjoy is owned by Americans.
Do you like it?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, we love it. You don't do mites here at all, do you?
No.
Because Vegemite's not the only type of mite, let me tell you.
I didn't know that.
Oh, there's...
My mom made me eat it all day, every day.
I mean, it's very nice. You have a little bit of avocado on a piece of toast. I'll tell you that much right now.
What other kind of mites are there?
Promite.
Marmite.
Marmite. Promite. It's made by Master Foods.
Oh.
If we'd known, we would have brought in some mite for you.
We would have brought you a whole array of mites.
Do you have that backstage tonight at the Wilbur?
Is that
on your rider?
It is on our rider. We got Marmite, Promite, Vegemite, whatever you want.
Yeah.
All the mites.
Yeah.
Any yeast, Any kind of spread you can make from yeast, we got it back.
So what is your problem with the salty yeast
spread?
Yeah,
what's up?
I don't have any kind of an issue with it. I was just bringing it up because, for instance, people were saying a country that has a national anthem like Wild Colonial Boy obviously doesn't laugh at much.
We are a country built on convicts. We were a prison, as everyone knows, became a country.
Yes.
Full of Irish people, which I feel that Boston...
Same.
Do Irish people have a sense of humor?
I think so. Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
A real dry one.
Yeah, probably. So you guys are at the Wilbur.
Oh, we're at the Wilbur.
Tonight. And... the show is, I hear you guys do a lot of music.
Goofs, gags. What else do we do?
We're a younger version of like Monty Python meets the Mighty Boosh, if you know that reference point. Like a big balls to the wall sketch show that's also a bit like rock and roll. There's a live musician on stage playing stuff. It's really high energy sketch.
Very Monty Python meets balls to the wall.
You're just repeating what I've just said.
Yeah.
Do you know the reference point Mighty Boosh?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mighty Boosh.
It's got a bit of Monty Python.
Kind of like
saying the exact same thing I've just said.
Is it kind of like Monty Python meets...
Yeah, exactly.
You're repeating what I've said. Can I do a pitch for Boston?
Yeah.
So it's like Good Will Hunting meets The Town.
Yeah, it is.
What's the superstar baseball, like the guy, you know, that you love, he hits
David
all the home
runs? Ortiz.
Ortiz will be there tonight.
Oh, he's going to be there tonight.
And then Jason Tatum comes out and slam dunks right at the end.
That's great.
He dishes it out to, what's a hockey? I don't know any hockey
But
players.
All that, but Monty Python.
No.
Yeah, and
meets
Monty
Boo. Do you play any
Men at Work songs?
Yeah, it's all Men at Work.
It's just that bit where they talk about having a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah.
We just repeat that for
you. You just
an
do
hour.
That the whole entire time.
Well, that's all it is.
Yeah, and
is
that's
that
just
okay?
the overture. And then we really get stuck into it.
Which is
where we start taking big hunks of mite and just throwing it at the audiences.
A texter says the richest person in Australia is Paul Hogan.
He was up there, but then he got in trouble for tax fraud. True story.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got
like,
in big trouble.
That's not a knife. This is a tax receipt.
Yeah,
he got in trouble for that. He should have gotten in trouble for that. The third movie in his series. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't he in a commercial right now? And he looks ancient. Did I just see a commercial that had Crocodile Dundee in it for an insurance company or something like that?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Well, did you all get hooked on that that Super Bowl ad where everyone thought there was going to be a new Crocodile Dundee movie?
Yes. That hooked you?
Yes.
What clever marketing. That's too clever for us Australians to do that.
We all thought it was real. Yeah, we all thought it was real.
Is our football big in Australia? Is the NFL, does anybody watch the NFL in Australia?
NFL is massive with like 25-year-old dudes.
Yeah.
Like, so Super Bowl is like a Monday morning in Australia. And everyone takes off work and goes and drinks. And it's been the same for the NBA as well. Mm. Like, and you've got a lot of Celtics fans. Melbourne, where we're from, feels a real kinship with Boston because they're both Irish cities who love sport. So the NFL is massive. And a lot of New England Patriots fans.
Really?
Yeah, totally. And Tom Brady, yeah, everyone loves him.
I've always wanted to visit Australia. Would you say Melbourne is the place to go, or
it's the place to live?
Yeah,
it's definitely the place to visit. Go visit Sydney, see the bridge.
Just don't bring your dog.
I mean, that's a big problem. We love putting down other people's dogs.
that's most of our show tonight.
Are you doing that during the show tonight?
Do not bring your dogs, or we will put them down.
Now, Auntie Donna from Australia, they're in the studio, and tonight they are at the Wilbur.
Yeah.
And is there an actual Auntie Donna?
There is seven. So the connection is that the reason we called ourselves Auntie Donna is because within us, there is seven Auntie Donnas that we knew. And it was just when we started working together, oh my God, we have to call our group that because there's seven Auntie Donnas. You have two Auntie Donnas, you have two, and I have three.
I mean, then it started to get really confusing because, like, I'd be like, I was out for dinner with Auntie Donna last night, and then Zach was like, why were you with my Auntie Donna? And I was like, no, I was with my second Auntie Donna.
And I was with, but I was with Mark's Auntie Donna.
And I was like, what are you doing with my Auntie Donna? And then Zach was like, I was with Auntie Donna. I was like, your Auntie Donna or my Auntie Donna?
Shortly,
anyway, we ended up beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. After you leave, LB will tell us that he's been with all of your Auntie Donna's.
Yeah.
All right, that's how we just watch. We watch it. Yeah, that's LB right there.
Places in the world, I have not. I've traveled the world extenuously, but I have not been to Australia. Shame on me. But I will say, I have much respect for Australia because prostitution is legal, and I believe in it. I use it. It's a weapon.
It's a weapon.
Yeah, it keeps relationships together.
Oh God.
Okay.
So like,
it's not even cheating.
What other weapons it's not keep cheating. Relationships
it's,
together?
It's like, honey, she's a prostitute. It's legal. We're in Australia. I just coughed. Do you want me to go out with the guys for 2 days and blow $200? I blow $200 for like 45 minutes.
There's a place in St Kilda or Elsternwick in Australia, which is called the Daily Planet, which is a 3 or 4 story brothel. And does huge business.
Does it get better as you go up, or how does it work?
I've not been there, Your Honor, but okay. But no, I imagine so. It could be like
they got in trouble because they had even with the legal brothel, they had a secret brothel out the back.
Oh, okay, no, really?
Yeah,
still needed to have an illegal bit.
You can charge more.
Yeah.
there was a shooting at a brothel.
Yeah.
The other day in Melbourne.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's shooting.
There's a lot of shooting going on in a brothel.
There's a lot of shooting.
Large, like, yeah. Was it Peter North like
yeah.
shooting?
Different kind of weapon. It was crazy, just around the corner from my house. Too many brothels.
The brothel seems to know a lot about brothels.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the brothel man.
He's the brothel boy out of the group.
Now, anytime we're like, where's a good brothel? Burns like, I'll let you know.
A texter, who is, I think, a woman, says, I'm afraid to go on and watch Facebook Live because if these men aren't as hot as I'm envisioning, then I'll be very disappointed.
Well, don't go near your social media platforms. You will not be able to continue work, madam.
Now, what about, is Australia one of those countries like Iceland where the men are outnumbered by the women?
Oh, I don't know.
We're definitely not outnumbered by dogs. We dealt with that.
Yes. What about the dingo? When the dingo ate the baby?
The dingo
that happened.
Yeah,
that
did
that
eat happened. A baby. Yeah.
We were at a koala park the other day, and there was a little baby patting a dingo, and I was like, "That he's gonna eat
have
that
we nothing,
baby's face."
He's gonna eat that baby.
We learned nothing. Someone put that dingo down quick.
The baby was patting the.
Yeah, they just walk around dingoes like they're pretty much dogs that have a bit of a mean streak.
Yeah,
and
and a real penchant for baby meat.
Yeah. Which, if you haven't had the chance, I don't want this to take a weird turn on WAAF, but if you haven't,
you must try it.
I mean, there's a reason. Yeah. That's all we're saying, that they love baby meat.
Isn't that a delicacy in Australia, baby mite?
Baby mite.
I believe it's...
Do yourself a favor.
We just want to say it's very funny when you say you have a texter saying something.
Yes.
Because in Australia, what you call a marker, we call a texter.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's just very like interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, like a Sharpie.
We're imagining a little
like
pen.
So it's like, imagine if I was like, you've got a Sharpie here, and they're like, they reckon talking. These guys are hot. It's very confusing for us.
By the way, guns are completely illegal in Australia,
except
right?
For farmers, yeah.
Except for
farmers. Farmers are allowed to have them? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and people that shoot for, like, shoot targets for fun, they're allowed to have them. They just need to get a license.
Heavy restrictions, heavy laws in terms of being able to own one. You're not really allowed to have them in your home domestically unless you have very specific license, and then they're locked up on top of that.
And what about the violent kangaroos? We've seen videos of men being punched by a kangaroo.
Oh, have you seen the one of the guy punching a kangaroo in the
face? Yes.
Wasn't that great?
Yes.
They are big boys, so if you've probably seen photos, but big male kangaroos stand up to something like 8 foot, bigger than, you know, an Al Horford. That's a reference point for you guys, they can cut. They use their tail to stand. They get their two legs, and they can pretty much cut open your torso.
Really,
just like rip it apart.
And do they like attack people on bicycles and things like that?
No, not at all.
They eat a lot of babies.
A lot of our wildlife eats babies. Yeah. But we eat kangaroos. We love eating them.
Really?
Oh yeah, we eat them. Great meat.
It tastes like chicken? Rare. What do they taste like, chicken?
No, it's quite gamey. A bit more of a venison vibe.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I would say. Huh. They're delicious. We love eating. We're the only, I think, the only country in the world that eats their national animal.
We're eating the eagle.
But yes. They are a nuisance at points as well. You go out in the road, it's like a deer here. Oh,
that's the other thing. It's the most environmentally sound meat to eat because we cull them. It's not done in factories or anything. They're just culled because they're pests.
To the desert.
Then we gobble them up.
What is this? What is this Sharpie talking about here on our? They want to know about the if you guys know about the emu war.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was huge. That was a real thing.
That was probably the biggest war that has ever happened on Australian soil, except for the bombing in Darwin.
Yeah.
There was a legitimate war with emus.
So essentially, there was this on a farm in like 1920. In a place called Perth, there was a lot of emus, and some idiot farmer was like, I've got to get rid of these emus. So he shot a few to get rid of them, and then more emus showed up.
What?
Yeah. And then he tried to shoot some more. They're like, let's kill this guy.
They talk.
So more emus showed up. Thousands and thousands of emus. Emus, not emos. Not
no, we're not
the emo movement of the
early 2000s. not people chemical. Who listen to Papa Roach. Right.
There were a few emos. Anyway, it got so bad with these emus that they had to call the army to show up and cull all of the emus, and thousands of emus were shot down.
But what?
The humans won.
My God.
Did the humans win?
The humans won.
So it's not like the robot uprising.
But did they win? Because they had to call the army. Like, that is a win for the emu.
You're right
just
about
the
that.
Fact that we treated them seriously enough to have a war with them, we already lost.
Yeah. By the way, Australia, great ally of the United States in World War II.
That's right. Well, we were doomed. I don't want to get political about it, but Japan was coming. England's like, we can't be bothered helping you. We're busy with other stuff. And Truman at the time, is it Truman?
Yes.
It's like, let's do it. Let's get in there because our boys are there too. Came into Darwin, defended us. And a lot of that, in that era, a lot of American soldiers came back with Australian wives.
Really?
That was a thing that happened. And you introduced cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you gave us the hamburger.
Oh, we gave you the cheeseburger and the hamburger. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You're
welcome.
Yeah. Oh, man. Very
you're welcome.
Good.
Well, we killed your dogs. Yeah. So that was our thank you.
And our emus. Yeah.
What do you think we're doing with that dog meat? We're making burgers.
Oh, no.
And don't forget the shrimp on the Barbie.
We never forget about the shrimp on the barbie.
Right. How can you?
And really, though, there's more seafood here than in Melbourne, I'd say.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it just you seem to have it on every... Like, you have a lot of shrimp here. And what's the
lobster.
Clam chowder? Lobster.
Do you have lobsters over there? Or are they, like, the tiny little ones?
Lobster's real fancy. You don't have lobster in a sandwich.
In a bisque?
You don't have lobster roll? Like, we have lobster roll?
Oh, lobster roll. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
What's that place? Market...
Market.
What's the big
Faneuil Hall or Quincy like, Market?
Yeah, the chain, man.
Well, listen, show is tonight. I'm glad you guys came by.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And you can go see these guys at the Wilbur. Get your tickets at thewilbur.com and enjoy. Are you only here for tonight?
Only tonight.
Only for tonight. Well, next time you come. We come in and we'll
do.
Yeah, please.
Oh, we'd love to.
You can stay at Elvis's.
And sorry, we were a little bit behind today.
No, not at all.
You guys have a lot to talk about. You had Richie Sambora on.
Yes,
that was incredible.
Yes.
You've had a great morning. What a great morning we've had, team.
Is Bon Jovi big in Australia?
Bon Jovi,
huge.
Yeah. Every wedding, huge. Living on a prayer.
Yeah. Who is AC/DC the most popular musical act to ever come out of Australia?
When they perform, they sell out like the biggest venue in
Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Melbourne Cricket Ground.
In Excess,
yes.
Who else is Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil, yes.
Yeah. Skyhooks.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, what about Air Supply?
Air supply. Can you play some air supply?
They were taken out by the emus. I don't know if you heard that. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Auntie Donna.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.